But Francisco Lindor, when he hit that grand slam, was cool as a cucumber. Did not flip his bat, did not go nuts. And after the game, he said, "I was celebrating on the inside, and we got a job to do. We're not done yet." But Francisco Lindor also said something else. And what he said really got me pumped up. At the beginning of this, Rico, I said to you, as great as this run is, and it's a great run, you got to seal the deal. Got to win the World Series. These opportunities do not come around very often. And it's good to know that Francisco Lindor, the captain of this team, feels exactly the same way. Here he is, Francisco Lindor.
"I want to win it all. I want to win it all. And then that will be a team that will forever be remembered. That'll be a team that comes every 10 years and eat for free everywhere they go. I want to do that. I want to do that. The job is not done. We got to continue to climb. We got to continue to play the game the right way, respect our opponents, and go out there and give everything we have."
Amen. He wants to win it all. He wants to never pay for a meal in New York City ever again. He wants the Mets to incessantly honor that 2024 team the way they've done the 86 team and the 69 team, to the point where people will get sick of it. And he knows they can do it. They literally can do it, which is insane to say, because I think in April, as positive as any one of us were, if I said to you the Mets can win the World Series, it would be, "Oh yeah, I guess they sneak into the playoffs. They got hot. They have a miracle." They aren't just getting hot. They've been a very good team for a while. And maybe it's been difficult for us to kind of fully comprehend that, but the Mets have been one of the best teams in baseball since June. And it's good to know that the captain of the team has his eye on the prize. The prize is not celebrating once. The prize isn't celebrating twice. The prize isn't house money. We're having fun. The prize is winning a world championship. And they have a chance to do it. And he is our leader.
No, no question. And I think that we are gifted by seeing Lindor right now have that same feel that this story is not done. And it's not just him. It's Steve Cohen, too. I mean, he had some things that he was saying. He wants to slap the negativity out of this Mets franchise. I mean, I feel like Stearns, Cohen, and Lindor all got into a room and said, "What do we have to do to win?" And the first thing is the culture change and the vibe change. And it's working. One thing I do want to do, by the way, just before we go, because we do have a lot of voicemails that get sent in, and we usually neglect them. So can we just run through a couple real quick?
Yeah, real quick. Before you do that, you mentioned Steve Cohen's comments. I have it on my phone right now. I'm going to play it on the microphone. Yes. Hopefully you can hear it. Here's Steve Cohen talking about the negative Met fan. He was really just talking about negative Dan. Like, he listens to the Rico, and he's like, "I want to address negative Dan.
Doing this for years. I wanted this place packed. I want to slay the negative, Met fan perceptions. And we're on our way to doing that. So let's keep it going."
"Certainly are, Steve."
He wants to slay the negative Met fans' perception. The only way you can do that is by winning. Okay.
He wants to kill negative Dan.
Yeah. He said, "I want to kill you, negative Dan." Look, Steve, we all have negativity in us. And it's not necessarily your fault, but you can't blame us. There's a reason why we have negativity. We have been a battered fan base for a very long time. And I'm not necessarily telling you the negativity is going to go away instantly. May not just go away now. Mets losing the NLCS to the Padres or Dodgers. Trust me, the negative Met fan still exists. You will beat the negativity out of us when you continue to win. When this franchise becomes a successful winner. They have never been a successful winner. Even when we think they're about to go on some kind of long run, it doesn't happen. 2015, they were built to be good for a while, and they weren't. They had one more playoff season in which they barely made it, and then it was a crap show. So that's what we are begging for.